Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Chattanooga, Tennessee, it's time for Chattanooga Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hi, my name is Victor Agreta, and you are listening to Business Radio X. We are live streaming from Nashville, Tennessee, and I am here with, what's your name?
Pasha Smith.
Pasha Smith. And so, Pasha, tell us what you do.
So I am a consultant with a wonderful company called Beauty Counter. We make safe, high-performing products, personal care products for men, women, and children, as well as beautiful cosmetics that are safe. Our industry in the United States has not been regulated since 1938. In the United States, we only ban 11 harmful ingredients from our personal care products and cosmetics. Places like the European Union ban close to 1,400. That's a big, big difference. So there's a true lack of transparency and open and honesty from the companies that produce the things that we put on our skin, which get absorbed into our bloodstream. And so Beauty Counter is there as a wonderful solution. We also lobby in Washington to help cause change in the industry because we feel like the consumers should know what they're using. Full transparency is what everybody is entitled to, so they can decide if they want to use products that have ingredients linked to cancer or hormone disruption or reproductive issues or learning disabilities. And at Beauty Counter, we don't use any ingredient that has ever been linked to any human health issue. We're 100% safe and 100% effective.
Wow, that's incredible. So what is it that led to this sort of this state of lack of oversight, basically?
I think it's just, you know, it's a $1 trillion industry. And it's just a matter of companies being able to meet their bottom line at any means, whatever it takes to meet their bottom line, and make the money without having to reveal what's harmful. You know, if you look at the instances of cancer, allergies, asthma, ADHD, all of those things are on the rise. And we have to ask ourselves how much of our environment and the chemicals that we're exposed to, not just in our environment, but in our household products, our personal care products, how many of those things contribute to the rise in these instances? And in the United States, since 1938, there just has been a large push to keep things hidden and to prevent transparency to the consumer.
So are any of these sort of trade secrets, or is it just one of those things where, you know, it was like, well, you know, we can't, if we can do it, then we'll do it, right? We can just get away with it.
That is a great question. There are trade secrets in the industry, fragrance and flavor being two of those. You see those on a lot of products. But literally, companies can put 10, 20, 50, hundreds of ingredients and lump them under fragrance and flavor and never have to disclose to the consumer what those are. And those are considered trade secrets in the industry.
Wow, that's incredible. So what do you guys do in terms of, like, you have your own product line, right?
Yes.
What is it about that, you know, if people are looking to sort of replace their current lineup, mm-hmm. what is it that you guys offer? Is it sort of one-to-one? I mean, is it a broad spectrum of just sort of general purpose products?
So we've got two skincare lines. We've got our basic skincare line that is rich in organic coconut oil and aloe. And we've got a more robust skincare line that is sort of our answer to aging.
Okay.
But doesn't have the harsh agents that most of the anti-aging products do on the market today. We've also got a personal care line. So soap, body wash, body butter, body oils, lotion. For men, we have a kids line. We have a new babies line. We've also got some hair products, shampoo and conditioner, and most recently a sea salt spray. And we've also got an array of beautiful cosmetics. Our mascara is coming out next month. We've got the foundation, the tinted moisturizer with sunscreen protection, eyeshadows, yeah, lipstick, lip gloss, all of that.
Wow, that's incredible. That is a fantastic lineup, by the way. So how big is your company?
Oh, gosh, we have over 20,000 consultants.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, and how long have you all been in business?
3 years. We are a baby company. This is still the ground floor. 3 years. Our mission is to get safe products into the hands of everybody. So we definitely are looking for people to join the movement. It is a movement of men and women who have linked arms to say, we're not okay with the harmful ingredients that are used, and we want a better choice, and we want transparency. So we're definitely looking for people to join the mission, join us in the fight to get safer products into the hands of everybody.
Well, Pasha, it sounds like the market has responded extremely well. If you've grown that much in 3 years, that's fantastic. The fact that you are pushing for change industry-wide, so this isn't just something you can say, you know, we hold the moral high ground, but we actually want everyone That's to right. sort of conform to these that's standards right. as well.
Absolutely.
That is
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Oh, all right. We have sunscreen. I forgot to mention that. It's
oh, that's fantastic.
Summer coming
well,
up.
Exactly. Yeah, everyone's fixing to go on vacation to the beach. So, well, Pasha. Sorry. Yes. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank
and
you.
You've been listening to Business Radio X live from Nashville, Tennessee.